In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Still cold out, I noticed. This is not my Christmas gift that I wanted. This morning, I just want to take a moment and look at the words from the prophet Isaiah. He is prophesying about the coming of the righteous King, and this is the day in which we mark the coming of our righteous King, Jesus Christ. And this is an understanding that Jesus has fulfilled that which the prophets have said. And it starts with verse 2, chapter 9. It says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined." And this is that time in which we refer to constantly, that Jesus being the light of the world. And we hear from the gospel where John is saying that he is preparing the way and that what is coming will be the light of the world. And then we discover that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us in Jesus Christ, God incarnate. And as we consistently look at this day, and we refer to it as Christmas Day in our liturgy, this day and the services last night are known as the Incarnation. God walking with us in human form. And then we have to think, what kind of a God puts himself among the damaged and broken people for the sole purpose of guiding them into the truth of who they are made in his image? That's humbling, isn't it? And in a few moments, we'll say the words of the Nicene Creed. And within those words, it will talk about how he came to us. And some of us at that point will make a profound bow as we recognize that Jesus, God incarnate, came into this world through the Virgin Mary for the sole purpose of taking a hold of us, saving us, primarily from ourselves, amen? Certainly what he saved me from for the most part, most days when I let him. And we move a little further into this reading today, and we hear from verse 4. "For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian." And that may not necessarily mean something to each of us immediately, but the day of Midian is a reference to a battle that took place where God stepped in and just created this incredible victory through Gideon that just was an impossibility. It had been the equivalent of a group of people showing up with sticks and pitchforks and taking on a modern army in battle and winning. And at that point, God pushed away, vanquished all of Israel's foes. See, Jesus has come into the world to vanquish all of our foes as God incarnate, because we know historically God has vanquished the foes of his people. But then he speaks specifically in his prophecy that the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. It's speaking both of that which is happening to them having been conquered by another authority, by another kingdom. But isn't it true that as we live in this world, brothers and sisters, when we lose sight of who God is, when we lose sight of the fact that we have a Savior, don't we find ourselves occasionally conquered by this world? The one in which Jesus does not yet reign. See, he doesn't reign in the world. That's why it looks the way it looks. It's a little chaotic, and it's definitely broken, and it can be violent and oppressive and all of the above. But the place where he can reign right now, today, even in this broken, fallen world, as we sit between this time of when he left this world and he will return for his second coming, the place where he can reign, brothers and sisters, and free you and save you, is in the depth of your soul. Now, I thought about going digging for one of my favorite Far Side cartoons and putting it up on the wall for you. I'll describe it to you instead. I know I have it somewhere. You're familiar with the Far Side? It's great, right? So it's the image of hell. Everybody's swinging their axes, their picks, and they're breaking up rocks, and there's little fires here and here, and the devil's up here with one of his minions standing next to him, and in the middle of it all, there's this guy pushing the wheelbarrow, and he's whistling. And the devil and his minion are looking at each other going, he doesn't get it. Right? This is what it looks like to walk in this world now. This broken, fallen world. When we accept the reality that God incarnate has entered into this world, and we allow that to become our spiritual reality, where this God incarnate, Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, actually indwells us, even in the midst of the chaos that this life can offer and this world can offer, when we can do that, we're pushing a wheelbarrow through hell and whistling. I mean, this day kind of matters a little bit, doesn't it? So I just wanted to think, you know, that's a little bit more of a modern take of the prophecy of Isaiah, but I'd have to say it still means the same. Our oppressors are our oppressors. Our brokenness is our brokenness. The burdens are real. And now we have a place and a time and a God who knows our burdens because he entered in this world, which we celebrate today, and we can lay those burdens down. And he will pick them up. And he will take them from us. And the reason is, verse 6, for a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And we just have to remember each day and ask ourselves, do I believe that to be true? And some days we will struggle to do that. But on the days we can remember, we'll be pushing the wheelbarrow in the midst of hell, in the midst of the brokenness. And why is that so important? And initially in our Western Christianity, well, that's important because I want to feel good. No. It will feel good. You will have the peace from the Prince of Peace. You will have the strength of the Holy Spirit. You will have the ability to do that by his strength and by his grace alone. But most importantly, when we walk in this world where he does not yet reign and he is reigning within our hearts, into the depth of our soul, when we start pushing that wheelbarrow through this mess that this world can still be, someone else will see you. And you will become the witness to this hope that we now have in Jesus Christ that we remember started on this day when God incarnate entered this world. Through Christ. And when we live a life in Christ, by God's grace, we have been granted an unlikely victory. In our brokenness, ill-prepared, with not the right tools to fight the battle. When we put our trust in him, he will vanquish all our foes. Amen.